Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited for this week's episode. I have one of my most favorite people in the world here that I get to interview today. And not only is he a brother from another mother, but he is a part of one of the most incredible cancer foundations that I know exists. So without further ado, let me introduce one of my favorite people, Colin Farrow.
Hello, hello.
All right, Colin, so tell us, I let the cat out of the bag a little bit, but tell us about the name of your cancer organization and what you do.
Yeah, so Epic Experience. We empower adult cancer survivors and thrivers to live beyond cancer. How we do that, we were founded with outdoor adventure programs to where we do week-long adventure camps, completely free to adult cancer survivors, and we do winter and summer. They're all about a week long, just to empower them to live beyond cancer, both physically and mentally. And we also have some one-day programs, online virtual programs, and other factors just to make sure we can continue to empower the community the best we can, no matter where anyone's at or what they're going through. We are located in Arvada, Colorado, is where our office is. Our camps take place up in Gypsum, Colorado, about 3 hours west of Denver.
Okay, and you have to be a Coloradian to go to a camp.
No, so we have served folks from all over the country, that we bring to here in Colorado to the Rocky Mountains to play. But we've also had six folks from Canada as well. So really it's, Canada and the U.S. is who we have served so far for our week-long camps.
Okay. So let me tell you guys how I have hooked up with Colin. So many of you know that I had an amazing late spouse that had bone cancer. And here at our local cancer hospital called Huntsman Cancer Hospital, I went in one day and they had this paper about Epic Experience Cancer Camp. So, but without even asking Clint, I got on the computer and I signed him up and he was accepted. And I went and told him, I'm like, hey, baby, I got you accepted. You're going to cancer camp. And he just looked at me like, are you serious? Because he never would have signed himself up. Never. Okay. So he had no clue. He just went along with what my crazy plans are lots of the times. So he didn't know what to expect. Neither did I. All I knew was they were picking him up at the cancer hospital and caravanning him out to Colorado. And it, again, I had no clue, right? You guys moved him out there. And all of a sudden, a week later, he came home, and the pictures that he had and the experiences that he had forever changed our perspective towards cancer. Because cancer isn't a can't, cancer is a can. And that was so magical for him to learn that, you know, so many people think when you're sick, you have to be in this bubble, right? Like, oh, sit right here. Oh, do you need this or do you need that? Can I help you with this and that? But what he learned at your camp was to be fearless and to live life and to not be scared, to just enjoy the seconds that you have. And you're not this man in a bubble. You're not wrapped in bubble tape and you shouldn't do things. I mean, your camp, yeah, you had those sit down chats, but you guys also gave to him the amazing opportunity to be thrown in a kayak and go down a river of rapids. And who in their right mind would say, you know what, let's take these cancer patients and do high adventure things that normal healthy people wouldn't even think of doing most of the times. But he made him so appreciative for the little things in life and the opportunity to let cancer not hold him back. So thank you for that. You know that I love you guys.
Of course. Of course, of course.
What you have done for, what you did for him and my family was monumental. After that, he signed me up for a volunteer camp. So that's why I have a little bit more insight as to the workings of how this goes. So I was like, okay, I'll give you that one. I will go. You can volunteer me. So I went as a week, just for all my amazing followers, so to let you guys know that I volunteered for a week. And this, I have to say that I volunteered for the winter camp, okay? Click off the summer camp of like kayaking in the rapids and the sunshine, and I got snowshoeing, and we built an ice cave and we slept in it, and it was so cool. But I think he got like the better camp from the summertime, but I'm just
no such thing as a better camp.
Anyway, it was amazing. It was incredible. It was awesome. It forever also changed me as a person, because so many people think cancer limits you, and it does sometimes. But the power lies in your perspective, right? And that's what you so beautifully teach to so many people that attend your camp. How do you do that?
Yeah, it's nothing that really we do. I mean, so one, you mentioned you came to camp. Do I get to refer to you the rest of this, you know, recording as Snow White, just to make sure?
Oh, yeah. Knows?
Yeah, so.
That's so my camp name, y'all.
Camille is also known as Snow White. You should be able to see the resemblance. I am known as Wingman at camp. And Clint, you know, camp name is Cupcake. So, yeah, we're all
That's
about
a long story. I'll tell you about that later.
We're all about our camp names and our fun. You know, but it's, you mentioned, you know, perspective, and that has become very much for myself something that I share a lot at camp as the camp director, and during our fireside chats and things like that, is, you know, really my motto in life is perspective, because you don't know what's going on with the person you're standing across from, the people you don't know that you haven't seen. Same when people come to camp. You know, we bring 11 strangers together to come to camp that don't know each other, you know, for the most part, most times they don't know each other. And we're putting them in the same boat to say, hey, we are here as a clean slate. We give you a camp name because we want you to leave, you know, we want you to leave calling at home. But here I'm Wingman, and I have a clean slate and a clean start to really say, what do I want to challenge myself with this week? And that's just it. You know, you mentioned going kayaking or snowshoeing or sledding. And it's just one of those things that those are put out there to not only support you physically, to prove you can do these things. It might look a little different, and that's okay, but you can still do them and prove to yourself you can do them. And that, in turn, proving to yourself you can do those physical aspects also provides you the courage emotionally, mentally, to say, I can also talk about these hard things, and I can be able to give up of myself, my emotions, to say, I'm here with people that understand. It might not be my exact journey, exactly what I'm going through, but they've heard the words, you have cancer. They understand scanxiety, where, you know, okay, they're going back for a scan later. Has it come back? Is it worse? Is it better? They understand PTSD. All these things that others just, on your day-to-day life, they try to understand, and it's not their fault when they don't, but they just can't because they haven't walked that journey. And so really it's just about that physical and mental empowerment to live beyond cancer. And so the activities are, as I say, the sexy thing that, don't get me wrong, they're a lot of fun and we have a blast, but it's the camaraderie, it's the conversations, it's the laughter and the tears that really bond everybody to live as we go forward together and as an epic experience family.
Because when you go to a cancer appointments, you know, you're individualized, right? You go with a family member or you go by yourself. You don't talk to other people very often. It's a solo experience, but that epic experience, I love how you so beautifully put it. You have that camaraderie, you know, you have that unspoken, I got you,
yeah.
You know, I know what you're going through, and that kind of, it gives you that freedom to just relax that whole week and take that breather that everybody knows, everybody's different, but they know. So that's what you guys do is amazing. And your organization is incredible, and that's what life is about, right? Life is short, life is fleeting. And when we appreciate and love those seconds, then it forever changes us. And your camp is pivotal in my life, as it has forever changed my perspective and helped my path and so many others. And what's your number one payoff doing what you do?
So I actually was writing.
I know, that's a hard question.
No, it's not at all, actually, because the timing of that question is actually perfect for something I was just doing earlier today. And that was, I was asked to write an article for a magazine that is a cancer-specific magazine. And I was writing an article, and sometimes when you get into writing, you just start to throw your words on, you know, through a keyboard, right? And you just kind of see where it goes and try and organize later. And I kind of got into that mode where I was just writing down my emotions and typing them out there. And one of the things that, for me, that I get out of this, it's, you know, not a paycheck. Don't go to work for nonprofits for a paycheck. But, you know, it's not that at all. It is to be with genuine people that, once you've been diagnosed with cancer, what I found a lot of, and this is why I wanted to come and work for a cancer organization that my mom, Nancy, founded, and we do it side by side together, is once you've been diagnosed with cancer, you don't have time for the normal BS of life. You know, you don't have time for the unnecessary drama and all that. Life just becomes made a little more clear, I feel like, to where I want to figure out what my purpose is. I might not know what that is, but I want to figure out what my purpose is, and I want to be with genuine people that, you know, give back the relationship as much as I give to it. And that, to me, is what I get. I get so many genuine people that I'm able to have awesome relationships, collect a bunch of memories in my pocket that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I can't even count the amount that I've had with, you know, obviously Camille, you, three kids, and Clint, that I can just, you know, recite it off my head like that, to be able to just go, you know, wow, those are beautiful moments, right? And that, to me, is what life is about. Obviously, with Clint, we all want the timeline. But what good is the timeline if we're not making those memories while we're here? And that's something that I know that you guys did so well, and that's something that I try and channel through Epic Experience, is just creating those memories with everybody that is a part of my life. And so if I have folks that are with me for a week at camp, or they stay in touch with us forever, that's what I get out of it, is just genuine relationships and a lot of love and support.
That's amazing. I love that. You guys are changing the world. And I've said that from the get-go, from when Clint came home, you changed our little world. And how many people have you had over the years attend camps?
So we're coming up close to 500. So, you know, our camps are made boutique for a reason, because we want to build that Epic Experience family connection. So we have about 10, 11 at each. We've had, yeah, we're coming around, we just had our 49th camp. So we're coming close to 50 or 500, excuse me.
And you think about one person, how many people they affect, right? Mm-hmm. So when Clint came home, he affected our little family. He affected me. He affected my perspective, and that turned that, changed my life. And then when I came to your guys's camp, you, helped me with my perspective, and that's why I do what I do. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm spending my time on a Saturday. Every day is a Saturday right now, actually, because it's really a Monday. But that is why I do what I do, and you guys were a pivotal part of that. So when thank you for that. Thank you for changing me, and look at how many people the ripple effect, you know, that makes, and what a payoff that is. So speaking of payoff, if you want to donate to an amazing cancer organization, $5, $500, $500,000, whatever you have, how can they do that? And go ahead and share that with us, Colin.
Yeah. So, you know, as far as giving back to the organization, you know, you can donate online. So epicexperience.org is a great way for folks to be able to donate. You know, on our website, you'll see a donate button there. So just go to our website. Again, that's epicexperience.org.
Awesome.
Or even if you're just looking for something to do for your birthday, we've had a lot of folks, some people we don't even know through our organization, that have done Facebook birthday fundraisers. It's an easy way to do it.
That's so cool.
Epic Experience is your nonprofit of choice. And, you know, you'll help us empower adult cancer survivors and thrivers, you know, and right now, like, we're living in this COVID time that is so weird, and, you know, we're trying to do what we can. Yeah, we want to be in person. We want to have our camps. We already had to cancel, unfortunately, our first one of the year, of the summer, but we're adapting. And so we're doing virtual happy hours. We are doing, and when I say happy hours, it's social hours where we just do like movie trivia and fun things like that. But we also are doing, you know, we're doing yoga 3 times a week that we're offering all these services for free. We're doing a dance class that my lovely wife is, you know, teaching everybody on Monday nights. We're doing a HIIT workout class. You know, it's just all these different resources to where we can still empower the community from home, but still make sure they know, hey, you're not alone and we're here for you.
So if people are cancer fighters, thrivers, survivors, how can they get in on these virtual things now? Will they have had to have gone to a camp to do that?
No. So, you know, our happy social hour is for our camp alumni. But all the other programs I was mentioning, from our virtual yoga to the virtual, you know, low impact, or low interval training, workouts to the dance class, those are all on our Facebook page, in the events tab. So you can find all those there. They're also on our website. So, you know, all those that are public resources for the community, we have those listed on our website or our Facebook events page.
Awesome. So my Put On Your Big Girl Pants family, I will put that in the description. Snow White this week. We'll put that in the description so you guys can connect if you have people that you know that are fighting that ugly battle. Then I'll put all the information so maybe you can get that to them and then they can join and empower themselves as well. And again, I love that. If you guys want to donate, even hey, do you shop on Amazon?
There you go. Amazon Smile.
There's a company online called Amazon. Have you heard of it? Because if you have, then hello, you can do Amazon Smile. And that, did you know you can do that?
It's a great way.
You do, tell us about that a little bit. I do that. I'm signed up on Amazon Smile. So whatever I buy on Amazon, some of it kicks back. So you can pick your favorite charity, nonprofit, and it goes to them.
Yeah, so I mean, there's some amazing buyers. You know, Amazon Smile is incredible for that. Another great one that honestly, you know, if you have a grocery store, for us out here in Colorado, it's King Supers. I know Kroger's is another one, and you have that grocery store nearby. They have a similar program that you can choose us, and that one we even get a higher percentage, which is great. But you know, any of those buyback programs are wonderful, and you can find those on our website as well. We have a shop tab, and those are there as well that you can sign up. When you do something like Amazon Smile, only thing you have to make sure you do each time is when you purchase something in your cart, you put your Amazon Smile link in there, not just the traditional Amazon account. So you just do your Amazon Smile account. It pulls up and looks the exact same, and you give money to nonprofits while you shop.
Which is amazing because everybody's doing that anyway, right?
Exactly.
Get your toilet paper and give you guys a kickback.
For sure. For sure.
Okay. Well, I love you guys. And Colin, thank you so much for taking your time out today. Just say on side note, Colin's a new daddy, okay? And what time did you get up this morning, he told me?
Well, let's see.
How early have you been? What was your waking hour today?
I will tell you that I was up at 1 and 2 o'clock, but then from 3 o'clock on, I have been awake. So here I am. I just keep massaging under the eyes and doing my best to
Us mamas, we feel you. We know. We got you. You're such a sweet daddy.
Well, today was mom's first day back to work, so I had to make sure she got as much rest as possible. So it's been fun. He keeps us guessing, but can't wait to have, you know, Cameron meet your 3 wonderful children and see you again here soon from our neighbors over in Utah, because we love you, Bauer clan.
Well, we love you too. And everybody, thanks for watching. And again, I will put in the description ways you can donate or be a part of this, epicexperience.org. And let's just keep sharing our light and changing the world, right? I love that. And I love you guys. And remember, when life gets hard, put on your big girl pants. Love you guys.
Thanks.